From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is asking a federal appeals court to restore part of a new campaign finance law in order to provide transparency. Hawley wants the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals to reinstate a ban on political action committees transferring money between each other. In a court brief filed Tuesday, Hawley says that such transfers allow donors and political action committees to skirt a voter-approved contribution limit of $2,600 to individual candidates. A district judge ruled in May that banning such transfers violated the First Amendment. Almost 70% of Missouri voters approved the constitutional change known as Amendment 2 in November. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has signed new regulations on abortion into law. The first-year Republican governor signed the bill during a private ceremony in his Capitol office yesterday. Lawmakers passed the bill Tuesday during a special session on abortion called by Greitens. Greitens has said he was motivated by a federal judge's ruling that struck down some state abortion regulations. He says the special session also was in response to a St. Louis ordinance that bans discrimination based on reproductive health choices like abortion. The final bill appears to address Greitens' concerns. Supporters say it will exempt pregnancy care centers from the St. Louis ordinance. It will also impose a number of new regulations on the procedure, including mandatory annual inspections of clinics by the health department. In 2014, the burned-out Ferguson Quick Trip quickly became a national symbol of a community's frustration with police brutality. Now, local and national leaders hope the building replacing it becomes a symbol of hope. Rachel Lippman has more from Wednesday's ribbon-cutting at the Ferguson Community Empowerment Center.
The Urban League and the Salvation Army are among the agencies providing job training and support for small businesses, as well as other social services. It's the first time these two historic organizations have teamed up in this way. Dan Jennings is the commander of the Salvation Army's Midland Division, which includes St. Louis. He urged those in attendance to make the ceremony about more than a photo opportunity.
Imagine if everyone here today decided they were going to do something to change the way we operate in this region, in this area, in this city, on this block.
The ribbon cutting also served as the opening of the National Urban League's annual conference, which is in St. Louis until Saturday. I'm Rachel Lippman.
The University of Missouri in Columbia is investigating a possible case of employee embezzlement. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that a university news release Tuesday said that the school's police department was investigating, quote, suspected misappropriation of funds from student organization accounts affiliated with Greek Life. The release says the money was held outside of normal university accounts. It also indicated that a sole former employee was responsible for the alleged embezzlement. University spokeswoman Liz McCune says it's currently unknown how much money is involved. She says no one has been arrested yet. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.